neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kind of became tired of man, so they called it Lechem HaGelogel. What is Gelogel means? Mekulgal. So what do they mean? Not that Chas V'Shalom man is spoiled. They said, we eat and eat and eat, and it all stays there. So now, one day, they're going to burst. So they said, this is the lechem that in the end is going to cause destruction. Because we eat and we eat, we eat, and then all of a sudden, that's it. So what did Hashem do? After he complained about the man, what did Hashem do? Somebody. Snakes. Only snakes? Seraphim. Very nice. So Hashem said Nahash and Seraphim. What's the difference between Nahash and Seraphim? Nahash, you know what Nahash is?
Snake.
Snake. What is Seraphim? Seraphim. No, Seraphim. Nahash?
Seraphim.
Rashi says that Soref. Af'i. So which is worse? Seraphim, so Nahash, because they came and apologized, they regret, they said, we are sorry that we spoke to Hashem and you. So what does it mean? Hashem sent Nahash because they complained to Hashem. And then he sent Seraphim for Moshe Avraham Shalom. So which is worse, Nahash or Seraphim? How could it be? So that means, I'm sorry?
What are Seraphim?
They're very poisonous snakes. It's worse than Nahash. So now we see that the punishment for speaking negative about Moshe was severe. Yeah, more severe. How could it be such a thing?
The chess between Adam and Adam is more severe.
Chazak Baruch. So now here we see when he spoke negative about and complained about Hashem, Hashem let it go. But Hashem did not let him go, because they spoke negative about Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. So now here we see very, very delicate point, that to complain to Hashem is not as bad, but speak negative about somebody that is the leader, the Torah, is even much worse. And here we see that Ribbono Shel Olam, the solution was that he has to make it Nehash Nechoshet, and to put it al nes. What does nes mean? Nes.
Which kind?
No, Hashem said make a brass, right, brass snake, and put it on nes. What does nes mean?
Pillar.
Pillar, right, stick. So why Hashem call it nes? So Tanchuma says a very beautiful thing. This brass snake, what did Moshe do? Threw it in the air, and then he stayed in Shamayim. The brass snake, it was not holding by any poles. When he threw it in Shamayim, it just stayed there. You follow?
So it was a nest to stay.
So that's why he called it nest. So he put it on the nest. But nest also means flag. As we say, nest means flag. But here, Tahoma says that the whole point right here was that Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe, make a brass snake, and put it on this. He meant, put it up in the Shamayim, and it stays there. It's very interesting. He says in the Torah, when they looked at it, they were healed. See, till today, you go to the pharmacy, you see there's an arm there. What is it? Snake. Where did it come from? From here. Have you noticed? Yeah, so where did it come from? So here we see the source that medicine believe that snake heals is from here. That's the source. That's where they got it from. It's a copy, from the incident that they complained about the man. So now here they ask, Hashem said, whoever that looks at it, Wahai. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? To look at the Nachash is going to heal you? Yes?
No.
No. So when you look at the brass snake, is going to heal you?
No. When they see that, remember what they did.
Ah, so you must very beautiful thing. Yibon Sholem said, who is a snake, Abishamayim. Why? Because when they look up Abishamayim, not to the snake, they'll be healed. That means when they believe, that the one that heals them is who? Not the pharmacy. Then they'll be healed. Of course, it's intermediate. But the Gemara says, you have to go to the doctor. Then you have to go to the pharmacy. But you should believe that the one that gives the chokhmah to the doctor and the pharmacist to give you a right prescription is who? Ribono Shel Olam. Baruch Hashem Zakeno, Yavlashin Varach, the Biryu Datana, with health,
some Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomoni Shomo Sheli, Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomoni Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.